Hello, and welcome back to Kennedy Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Severa, and today I will be talking about the stress known as fantasy football. Before I get into it, I wanted to thank my sponsor for this episode, Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top-tier athletes in a respective sport. For example, if you play fantasy football, you are choosing 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. Each prop has a fantasy point associated with the over and under based on its likelihood to occur. The more points a selection is worth, the riskier it is. Rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has awarded over $1.4 million and prize money since launching in 2018, and has $50,000 guaranteed in prizes for NFL Weekly. Use the promo code KennySports, all in capitals, again, KennySports, when you sign up today, and you will receive an instant $50 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the Apple App Store today and also on Google Play Store, or visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop today. Now, on with the episode. Fantasy football. Everybody hates it. Everyone loves it. Me, personally, I have a love-hate relationship with it. There are two things that can ruin a man's Sunday. Losing in fantasy football and having your team lose in either dramatic fashion or a blowout. But it's more being mad at fantasy football. You take one day out of your whole year to draft the perfect team. You draft Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, along with Alvin Kamara or Saquon Barkley. After the draft, you are flying high thinking about that championship that you will win in the future. You are already thinking about the trash talk you want to do with your friends and family. Then the season happens, and everything goes straight down the toilet. Week one, your best player tore his ACL and is possibly out for the season. It's not a big deal, you shake it off and still stay positive about the situation. Then your players started not to produce. Let's say, for example, you drafted Davante Adams of the Green Bay Packers, and he has a great matchup against a Jets secondary that cannot stop anybody. Then something funny happens. The Jets secondary starts to play very aggressively against the Packers and is shutting them out through three quarters. You get very nervous as you need Davante Adams to pick up at least two more points for the win. It's the fourth quarter and the Packers are marching. It's under 2 minutes and the Packers are down by three. Rodgers steps back and throws it to the end zone for Adams. Adams catches it, but in a split second, he drops the ball. 6 points down the drain, fourth and goal, Packers lose the game, but more importantly, you lose the game. It's things like this that can get your day down. But perhaps the worst thing about fantasy football is the bench. Here, allow me to explain. You bench Lamar Jackson in favor of Aaron Rodgers. You don't like the matchup. Lamar Jackson is facing a tough Seattle Seahawks defense, while Aaron Rodgers is facing a soft Cincinnati Bengals defense. You would think that you have to win in the bag, but fantasy football doesn't work out that way. Things take for a turn for the worse as Lamar Jackson lights off the Seattle Seahawks defense, throwing 5 TDs and running for 2 TDs, while Aaron Rodgers is struggling, throwing for 150 yards with, I don't know, 1 touchdown and 5 interceptions. Nothing is more painful than seeing a bench player outplay the person that you start every single week. I feel like the bench is like a magical realm where anything is possible, and it was just created just to spite you in fantasy football. It's sickening. That's what it is. It's very, very sickening. Another thing about fantasy football is listening to the so-called fantasy football experts. Now, I'm guilty of watching ESPN's Fantasy Football Now as an excuse to see who got hurt and who kind of replaced them in the lineup. Some of these so-called experts are wrong, and it kind of cost me a lot of games throughout my career in fantasy football. So one year, I just decided not to listen to them and just go with my gut. Apparently, my gut is actually more right than these so-called experts. It's crazy. So why do we play fantasy football? We play because it's fun and some people play for money. For me, it adds a bit of excitement every Sunday. It's like a substitute, just in case one of our teams lose their respective games. Also, fantasy football is actually much easier to play. Unlike the MLB and NBA, the NFL plays only once a week, usually on Thursdays, Mondays, and Sundays. With that, fantasy players basically have a week to figure out your plan on how to attack your next opponent. In baseball and the NBA, they play every other day, which is a bit of a challenge. Players getting injured on the day of the game. You may forget about them and wind up losing the game. I have been doing fantasy football since 2006. I have never won a title. The closest I've ever been was 2 years ago, where I lost in dramatic fashion. Two words still haunt me to this very day. Devontae Freeman. A guy I hate not as a person, but as a player. It was a game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. I was up by 5 points with 3 minutes left in the game. Championship in hand. For the first time in the history of fantasy football, I thought I was going to win my first title. Then that moment happens. Devontae Freeman scored a touchdown. The Bucks lost the game, and I lost my shot at a title. Safe to say I wasn't over it, and I'm still not over it to this day. I wanted to retire during that day, honestly, from fantasy football, but something in my mind told me just to keep going, and one day you will win a title. Currently, in my fantasy football, I am not doing so well, as I have two fantasy football leagues. Currently, I'm in 8th place with a record of 1-4 in one fantasy league, while I have a record of 2-3 in the other. I drafted players such as Davante Adams, Patrick Mahomes, Ezekiel Elliott, Lamar Jackson. But for some reason, my team is going up and down. Like, one day they will just absolute kill it, and then the next day they really don't do anything, and it's actually very, very disappointing. However, but I feel like I'm not gonna lose hope on that, and one day I will win my first fantasy football title. Although I would never win a Super Bowl title in my lifetime, much less be a part of it, but I get to win a fantasy football championship. It counts as a Super Bowl for me, but hopefully one day I will reach the mountaintop and finally say that I'm a fantasy football champion. Well, folks, that is my time. Do you agree with my takes about fantasy football? I know it stresses a lot of people out and ruins many people's Sundays, but I just wanted to share my pain towards other people. I would like to thank my sponsor for this episode, Thrive Fantasy. In addition, I am on Spotify, Apple, Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, and others. I am also on social media on Twitter, @Kenny_sports. Again, @Kenny_sports. And on Instagram, @Kenny_sportsguy. Again, @Kenny_sportsguy. Until the next episode, see ya.